Welcome to Romancing the Screen, bearing it all with intimacy coordinators, actors, and crew. I'm Annie Spong.
I'm Catherine O'Keefe.
And I'm Rachel Flesher.
Welcome to Romancing the Screen.
All right, today I'm really excited by what we're about to talk about, which is what do we wear to set as intimacy coordinators? This topic came up because I think the three of us take wildly different approaches to what we think of as like our uniform, like our on-set uniform.
When I met Catherine early in my intimacy coordination days, I had a full-on existential crisis around what I was wearing to set based off what Catherine told me she was wearing to set. I felt very, very self-conscious about it because I would constantly wear yoga pants and a workout top and active shoes, a la being a stunt performer, because that was the, like, frame of reference that I had. So I was like, I'm just going to go full movement professional all the time. And then Catherine told me.
Well, okay, so when I first became an intimacy coordinator, I was on the younger side, and I knew I was on the younger side, and I was a little bit self-conscious about it, because I felt like when intimacy coordination first started, it was a lot of telling 60-year-old directors who'd been doing this for 40 years, like, you can't do that. And so I felt like I needed that added authority. So I was usually wearing just, like, full blazers with, like, either, like, a nice kind of, like, almost more pantsuit-y jumpsuit or, like, really nice, like, black jeans and a button-up. Like, I went real professional looking, sometimes to the point where it's maybe too much. Like, I remember one actress who I, you know, has been around for years. I showed up to intimacy coordinate this sex scene that she had, and she was like, you look like Hillary Clinton.
I mean, Hillary Clinton, amazing.
That's hilarious. Now, for me, coming from costume and
wardrobe
styling,
you probably look the best of anybody.
Well, not only that, but it's not anything I think about. Like, what will I wear to set? I know by way of being on set, I'm going to be comfortable. I'm going to be professional, but professional not in business professional, but professional like I'm going to look pulled together, but definitely not coming from the gym pulled together or stunt performer pulled together or Hillary Clinton. I'm going to land somewhere way in the middle of that.
Wide range of approaches. Well, and for a while too, Annie brought up when we were talking about like why this episode, you brought up professionalism and the idea of like, what do we consider professional looking? And I have air quotes around that because there's a ton of societal script around that, which we know is like not great. But I, to the point where when I first started, I really felt the need to wear long sleeves that covered up my chest, like that was like very high cut, like nothing scoop or V-neck, and long pants, like nothing that would show off my legs. And I felt like I needed to be covered to be able to be taken seriously at the job, because we also do talk about sex and we talk about sexual positions. So I felt the need to like look as neutral as possible. And then one day when I was leaving the house, I had like thrown on this like shawl because it was kind of chilly. And my partner went, bye, movement professional. And I was like, what? And he was like, you look like a high school drama teacher in a movie. And I was like, oh gosh, I should think about my fashion sense. But I generally do still kind of go with the like more edged towards the workout side of things, more edged towards like, if I had to make an example of this shape, you could see my body. Like, I like to be able to show, this is like how I could show someone to like curve their back. Like, I don't wear bigger baggy things, mm-hmm. for example.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I would say my style has definitely changed. Like, I do not go nearly quite so buttoned up. Like, when I first started, I always said the vibe I was going for was like 35-year-old divorced therapist. Like, I wanted to look like I was very calm and serene, but like I'd been through some shit, which was not true because I was 26. Now that I'm closer to 35 than 26, I feel like the need to look older has really disappeared. I was like, nobody thinks that in my 20s anymore. So I really actually over the strike, this like rethought about my wardrobe and decided to commit to a look, which is I pretty much only wear jumpsuits on set.
Branding.
Because it is like a little bit for a funny reason, which is people, like I've had this happen so many times where I've talked to an actor and they're like, I worked with this intimacy coordinator who was amazing. She changed my life. I think about myself differently because of what she told me. I'm like, oh my God, that's so cool. What was her name? And they're like, oh, I have no idea. like that has happened over 5 times.
Oh my
God. So I was just like, do you know what? I'm going to be identifiable. I'm just going to be the one who wears jumpsuits. And that's what I've committed to. And I would say about the 5th jumpsuit, you get a lot of comments from the crew. And then by the 10th, it turns around. People are back into it. It's like hearing a song, you know?
Yeah.
At first, people are complimentary, and then people are like, it's kind of annoying. And then by the end, they're like, that's your thing. I get it.
I love that. I love that. I think it's good branding. I also think that, like, when you're on set, you're very recognizable then. Like, sometimes we're not there throughout the whole season. Like, it's great when you can be there for a whole season, but sometimes you're in for an episode, a scene, an episode. So it's like one day. And how do people know who you are when they've been working with the rest of the crew for who knows how long? I literally got a beanie made for myself, or a toque for Canadians, if there's any Canadians listening. It says intimacy coordinator, and it's in a font that I fondly called hardcore because it looks like scene kid print from like the 90s. And I thought it was, when I first ordered it, I was like, this is the coolest idea ever. And then it came in the mail and it was so cool looking. I love it. And then I went to wear it the first time on set and I went, oh my gosh. Am I the biggest nerd in the whole entire universe? Like, am I just going to get laughed off of set? And I was like, you know what? It's a risk I'm willing to take. And so now, whether or not it's nerdy or silly is to be confirmed. But people love it. Every time I wear it, people are like, oh, look, you're the intimacy coordinator. And I'm like, indeed. And then someone usually says a joke along the lines of, you know, I'd buy one of those. And I'm like, great. I have a company. We sell them online. Check out epicintimacy.shop.
Well, okay.
I'm not even kidding.
I feel like one of the things we should jump into for people who are thinking about working on set is like, there are some practical considerations. Mm-hmm. Like if you're working on set, I believe in a legal sense, you work on an open construction site, I believe is how it's classed because of how they work. So like there are certain things, like you can't wear open shoes. Obviously you should wear shoes that you can walk safely and comfortably in for like, you know, 25,000 steps a day. Cause sometimes you have one of those days.
Correct.
Not always, but I've definitely, you know, looked at that step count a few times.
Oh yeah.
And also like you do want to wear, like, I think this can depend on the set, but I feel like I definitely almost always wear full-length pants because you don't want to accidentally get, like, scratched up on your legs. But also, you want to be able to handle it if it's unexpectedly really, really cold.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know if you guys have had one of those sets where one time, this is my fault, there was, like, a small little warning on the call sheet because they were using dry ice, so they were going to keep it below, like, 45 degrees the whole day.
Ooh.
And I did not notice, and it was the middle of summer, so I showed up in summer clothes, and I swear to God, I almost froze to death.
Oh, no!
It's the coldest I've ever been. But then other days, it's, like, 110, and you're, like, dousing yourself in ice water.
Well, I think that's a misnomer for a lot of people who don't have experience on set, is that if you're on a soundstage, it's typically cold,
yes,
no matter what time of year it is. They're going to have the AC on, and it's going to be cold. So I always bring layers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even midsummer, I will wear, you know, something with a cardigan, and I will bring something else on top of, just in case, because it's no fun being cold. And so but I also think, like, in terms of our position, you know, we run the gamut of speaking to the showrunner, the director, the A-list actors, and all different departments of the crew. So it's like, I want to land in that space as an expert.
Absolutely.
And I want to yield that kind of respect that warrants. And so for me, I show up in a space where there's an opening in terms of what I'm wearing. It's welcoming, but it's also like I'm a professional.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not, you know, flaunting, you know, it's like I'm not overly sexualized or sexual in the way I present, but I'm also not a newt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is like, I get so in my head about the over-sexualization conversation, because I think that, like, that's also a societal standard that, like, yes, gets put on usually specifically women or femme people, people with breasts, who are like, oh, you shouldn't look like that. Well, part of me wants to yell, like, fuck you, society, and I'll wear what I want.
Yeah.
And also, there is, like Annie said, we talk to so many different intersecting people. I want to make people feel comfortable around me is something that I think about, too. Like, it's one of the reasons why I at the beginning would only wear long sleeves. Like, yeah, now I have ventured out into wearing what I prefer, which is more like tank tops. Like, yeah, I love a tank top with layers because I get cold so easily. So I'll bring like a tank top and a nice yoga pant that has pockets because I always need pockets. Pockets are a must on set for me personally. And then I'll wear a comfortable walking shoe, or if I'm feeling like extra cool and adventurous, maybe my like cool hiking boots or something. Something that has a good insole though, because we stand, yeah, so much. And then I bring a rain jacket. I bring an extra jacket in the car. I actually bring a whole change of clothes, and I bring hand warmers and toe warmers and a hat, because I feel like I like to be ready for anything personally. And also that's like kind of a hangover from stunt days too, where like we bring all of our kit because you never know what you're going to be doing. And I have taken that into my intimacy career. So like Catherine was mentioning the like practical things to bring, I usually show up on set with like two or three bags, and then I try to hide the fact that I have that many bags, because you don't need that many bags. You don't want to be in the way. But being able to have a practical way to carry all the objects that I need, like a fanny pack, backpack, small backpack and big backpack for me, is really important for myself. Do you all have like bags or like must-haves for your outfits, a la pockets, other things like layers?
Well, for me, I think that just going back a little bit, one more step with the actual wardrobe and being prepared, whether we spoke about being on set and the layers, but if you're on location too, it's like, A, it could be incredibly hot, mm-hmm, because if you're in some seedy motel, yeah, shooting, there's no AC happening. And there's probably no space for you to be inside anyway, unless you're actually shooting the scene and you're there. So really bringing those kinds of layers and a hat for sun protection. And then if it goes into the evening, I don't care if it's full on summer, it gets chilly.
Yeah.
And, you know, you will get colder than you ever anticipate. And not being prepared is so unfun.
Yeah. No one wants to sit and shiver the rest of the day and be like, I don't have a coat.
No.
We were on location one time. We knew it was going to be cold. Everyone knew it was going to be cold. Everyone had worn. It was filming outside in the snow and the ice in the mountains. We'd had to hike to get there even. And we were all bundled up. And still, everyone was freezing, and the costume department was so nice. They actually brought out costume scarves that they knew they weren't using that day and bundled the crew additionally with extra scarves. And that was such a like kind thing for them to do on that day. And all of us were like, we wore every single layer. We thought we were prepared. So now I always tend to bring a little extra, mm-hmm, clothing options.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is actually something I don't think I've ever talked to you guys about, because it's something I've always not know how to talk about, because I feel like bodies are so sexualized even when you're not trying, which is I have the syncardonitis, so I have a nerve that's inflamed that goes from behind my ear down to my shoulder. And actually one of the things that inflames it is wearing bra straps. So I was a couple years into my career when this started, and trying to figure out, like, I am a fairly ample-chested person, and trying to figure out how to wear professional outfits when I couldn't wear bras with straps was such a struggle. Or like having to choose between that or just like being in pain the whole day on set. And it is one of those things where, because it's like breasts, you can't just be like, oh, by the way, like, I'm not being unprofessional, it's just like I can't wear a bra. Like, you can't say that. And like, that sounds so much worse.
That's a rough conversation.
And I just feel like I spent so much time and energy trying to hide the fat, like trying to figure out the correct way to make it look like I was wearing a bra without actually wearing it. Like, I have tried every combination of things. Like, I used to take stuff from my own kit, because I would buy,
the rabbit ear ones?
So I would buy these, like, strapless, mm-hmm, like non-wired, I think it was like Skims. Mm-hmm. And then I would take the body tape and just try to like tape it all so it wouldn't move. Oh, I tried using like chest binding tape once, which is not my jam. Just like so many things. And it was such a frustrating thing to feel like it was purely because of other like people's view about breasts and sexuality. But also it's not a conversation you can have because once you bring it up, then that's all anyone is thinking about.
Yeah. And that's like one of the ways, again, our society has been set up to be like, now we're going to have to choose things like being in pain over looking professional in air quotes. Like that's so ridiculous. And I'm sorry you had to struggle through that because that sucks. Like, And I'm glad figuring out things at work.
Yeah.
I had
to completely throw away. It's part of why I stopped wearing button-up clothes is because like it's just harder to make those look right if you're wearing like looser undergarments. So I feel like it's part of why I totally threw out my wardrobe and restarted. Cause like, you know, you have to just think about your silhouette so differently.
Yeah, you really do. And it's I love that we're having this conversation too, because Annie mentioned at the top of our conversation today before we got on, like, I don't think about what I wear to set. I obsessed over what I was going to wear to set at the beginning, even having my stunt clothes as like my backup kind of uniform in my head, because I didn't know how to portray the feeling I wanted to portray about myself, which to me connected to the aesthetic. Okay. And I finally realized over, you know, the years I've been doing this, that I really want to prioritize being able to like the functionality of being able to do my job. And that does involve, for me, wearing the skin tight clothes, because I'm a very like, look at this picture, I'm making a shape with my body, because I'm personally not sometimes the best auditory step follower. I really am a visual person. So I try to offer visual and verbalized steps when I'm showing folks stuff. But I did get comments early on about how like, oh, you shouldn't be wearing all those tight fitting clothing. Like, are you trying to like, what are you trying to do? Like, oh, you're an intimacy coordinator. And I was like, I'm not trying to do nothing. I'm like fully covered and not trying to sexualize myself. And I actually have thought a lot about not sexualizing myself, and still I'm getting the comments. At a certain point, I just had to be like, fuck it. I'm going to do what makes me feel confident, powerful, able to do my job, and is functional for the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I kind of wanted to harken back to something Annie said, where you were talking about, like, there's the crew and, like, the actors and, you know, the kind of creatives. And I do feel like part of what I was obsessing about, especially earlier on, is, like, you don't have to know what someone does to know what they do on set. It is so obvious by what they're wearing.
That's right.
And I felt like a thing that I really tried hard to figure out is, like, who should we look like? Like, should we look like we're part of the crew? Should we look like we're more on the, like, exec creative side? Obviously, we can't look like actors. But, like, I think that was the thing that I was trying to figure out, which is, like, should I look like I carry things around all day, or like, should I look sort of buttoned up and like, you have to listen to me? Like I feel like that was something that I really tried to figure out what the balance was for, because like we don't have a team. We don't have anyone else who's on our side. It's just us. And it's just like, you have to walk on set and be like, okay, now I'm in charge, and you have to believe that, and you have to believe me. And I think for me, clothes were like an outside-in way of feeling that confidence.
Yeah. Well, for sure. Clothes can definitely have that present. That's how they present. And you can present that way. And ultimately, it comes from this internal confidence of knowing, like, this is what feels like me. And I feel confident. I feel comfortable. I feel professional. I feel like I can have a very in-depth conversation about the next episode with this showrunner, as well as go to the A-list actor who's going to step on set in 20 minutes and have a consent conversation or a re-consent conversation. How are we, you know, do you still feel consensual about the work we're about to do? And is there anything I should know? You know, you're running that. And then I'm running to costumes to make sure that we need to make an alteration to this modesty garment. It's not working for this person. So I have to be able to go in that latitude And I, for me, I guess because I have stood in that space as a costume designer for so long, that that is my role, to run from the showrunner down to through the actors and crew and my crew on set, that it seems very seamless.
Yeah.
I also love your personal style, Annie. Like, I wish that there was a visual component of this day, because I feel like all of our outfits actually speak to our personalities.
We should take a photo, because I feel like it really does.
I'm wearing a Powerpuff Girls hoodie with a cutoff torn up jean shorts and a Pac-Man belt with my like Naruto socks and teal Vans and like some hippie psychedelics that look in sunglasses. And I generally feel like I dress like a scene kid and a hippie mixed together would be my style.
And it's fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah, it feels like you.
Ooh, you should self-describe your style.
Should self-describe myself.
It's so good. Oh my gosh. I love the way you dress.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's usually some combination of some just very comfortable mix of brands, whether it's a t-shirt or a blouse, and some usually cashmere cardigan, just because I like the feel of that. I feel comfortable and cozy, and then some great pant or jean that's not too fitted, and I'm usually in some sort of tennis shoe, whether it's an athletic shoe or like a white Adidas or something like that.
And you also wear fabulous necklaces.
And I wear fabulous.
I do feel like you dress exactly the way that you are, which is like someone who owns a house near the Santa Monica Beach. You do really give off that aura.
And if you wore this to set, I would guess your job in like a really good way. Yeah. Like, oh, you feel like a safe, warm person to have a conversation with, who I would feel safe talking about my consent and my body with. Like, You give that aura with all of your being. So.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
And Catherine wears jumpsuits.
Yeah, I'm wearing a tie-dye coverall jumpsuit right now. So
it's amazing. It's pink and purple and blue and white.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Super fun.
But you also have what was, I feel like your day-to-day style, like when I see you day-to-day, has like ranged from like punky concert kid to like blazers and.
It is, I think because I've had to really reevaluate how I style myself, it has changed. I feel like I used to dress a lot more kind of like mass than I do now. Mm-hmm. I feel like right now, this has been my goal for this summer, is to just wear a lot of linen pants and silk button-ups and tank tops. So that's what I've been going for in my free time. And I wear jumpsuits to work. And I was like, that'll last me through 2024.
I feel like as far as like things I've learned from today's conversation is like we all whatever the thing that we choose to bring to set, like, make it bring you confidence. Mm-hmm. And I also feel like I want to try branding myself. Thank you, Catherine. I'm going to find, like, the Rachel intimacy coordinator.
I will say it is, sometimes I feel like it's maybe too aggressive of a choice, because you hit that fifth jumpsuit, and people who were previously complimenting you are like, oh, another one. And you're like, I'm giving.
I guess I have one thing. I wear a pronoun pin. I wear a pronoun pin because everyone assumes my pronouns, and then I can just point. I can say, haha, there are many.
Yeah.
Lots of options.
Yeah. All right. Well, I feel like that was an amazing episode. Thank you all so much. Annie, Catherine, anything to mention before I sign us off?
No, thank you so much. I feel like we should all aspire to be a little more like Annie, a person who's just like, I have a great style and I do not think about it.
Yes.
I don't know about that. But I have helped professionally many a people figure out what their style is.
Yes, the costumer in the group is like, I don't think about it because I am impeccable. Oh, thank you all so much for listening. You can find us on all social media platforms at Romancing the Screen Pod, or email us at romancingthescreenpod@gmail.com. Cut!